This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. unemployment rate has fallen from nearly 15% in April down to 8.4% last month. It was down near 3% before pandemic. Now, that's a national figure, but it obscures big differences in how the states are faring. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has some new state-by-state data.
States that rely heavily on face-to-face service jobs have the highest unemployment. Nevada, Hawaii, California, and New York have unemployment rates ranging from 11 to more than 13%. Jill Gonzalez is at personal finance website WalletHub.
Travel, tourism, hospitality, dining, those states continue to be hit hard here.
It also matters when and how hard the pandemic hit. Daniel Sternberg at HR platform Gusto says according to his data, New York State still hasn't recovered all the small business jobs it lost in the spring.
Because we saw such large declines in some of the service sector, food and beverage, et cetera, early in the crisis.
There are some farm states doing much better. Gonzalez says their main industries
were simply not as affected by COVID-19. So agriculture, grocery stores certainly needed for those shipments in.
So unemployment rates in Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Vermont have now fallen below 5%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.